Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach said individuals receiving their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine have up to 12 weeks before taking their second dose. However, she said persons should still take their second dose of the vaccine even if they missed a date for their second dose.
You just will have the vaccine when you remember. And the research is showing more and more. As you know, AstraZeneca is now saying ideally you should be at up to 12 weeks. Even the Sputnik, they have now come out and said, whereas before it was a 21-day, so a three-week interval, the Sputnik V is now being recommended that is also taken at a later date. They have also gone up to the 12-week mark. So I know a lot of persons are a bit anxious now in St. Vincent because they have had the Sputnik 3 weeks ago and they are ready now, according to their card, for the component two. But that is not available as yet for use. But even then, we are not as anxious about that because the newer information on Sputnik V is that the very good immunity that's generated at 3 weeks is even greater when you postpone the second dose to greater than 3 weeks.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 40,233, while the total number of confirmed cases in Haiti stands at 20,389. Internationally, France has taken a big step into a post-pandemic future by requiring young people to show a QR code, providing they have a special virus pass before they can enjoy restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. Meanwhile, the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said he is hopeful that the Food and Drug Administration will give full approval to the coronavirus vaccine by month's end and predicted the potential move will spur a wave of vaccine mandates in the private sector as well as schools and universities. The FDA has only granted emergency use approval of the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but the agency is expected to soon give full approval to Pfizer. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.